what is it about sunsets that really draw you in and make you want to take a photo of a sunset?
I think it's just the vibrance of colors. My favorite color is orange.
Okay.
Which is really perfect for sunsets. And it's probably why it's my favorite color, because I love sunsets so much. And I just see it as like a positive way to end the day. It's like, no matter how shitty of a day you could have had, there will always be a best sunset at the end of the day.
I like that.
And if it's cloudy, you just go and go to bed and cry.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of It Was F8, brought to you by Dawn's Photo, where we talk to your local photographers. I'm your host, Jess Loso, and today I am joined by our guest, Kyle Novak.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Hi, it's great. Are you excited?
Very.
All right. Well, let's get into it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in photography.
It's always kind of a funny story. So I was always that one kid that liked to be passionate about something. I was very creative as a kid. I still find myself playing sports by myself and pretending that I'm in like sports games. So I'm always like using my imagination. Yeah. So when I was little, I would always take pictures of sunsets, and I never really thought of me being into photography, but I always liked drawing and like graphic design. And once I got into high school, I kind of started straying away from that. And then photography popped back in my head, and then it just escalated from there.
What do you primarily shoot? Like, what kind of themes do you shoot?
Mostly, like, street and urban. Yeah. I find myself going downtown a lot, which is always an interesting experience, especially in Winnipeg.
Yeah. So, urban life kind of thing. Yeah. What do you absolutely avoid shooting?
I don't really avoid shooting anything, but portraits are kind of they're hard.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because, like, yeah, street photography and portraiture photography are two totally different things. Mm-hmm. But you definitely have a lot of people in your photos.
Yeah. I have done one photo shoot. It was for this nonprofit organization. They had a clothing line to raise awareness for it, and I thought it turned out pretty well.
Okay.
I was very nervous at first, but luckily at least I knew who the people were.
Okay.
I was actually very close with the guy who ran it, his girlfriend. She was the one who asked me to do it.
Okay.
I've known her since I was like 10 years old. Okay. So it wasn't that nerve-wracking.
No.
And you know what? They said the photos turned out great. So that's all that matters to me.
Well, maybe you'll try another time, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What's one area you'd love to delve into?
I think travel photography. I've always wanted to go to places like Iceland and Japan.
Yeah, they look really good.
My one friend, he loves like Japanese cars. Mm-hmm. I have another friend who likes Japanese food. And then I have another friend who likes like anime. And mm-hmm. I like the street life and the landscape. So it's like, you know what? Let's all just go to Japan one day. And I know that idea is probably going to be thrown out the window in the next like 2 months. But mm-hmm. you know what? I'm still going to Japan at least some point in my life.
That is kind of reflected in your urban photography too, mm-hmm. kind of that style. What was your first camera?
My first I have only ever shot on my phone.
So you've never picked up an SLR?
No. Nope.
Ever?
Well, I had my dad had a camera. Mm-hmm. It was an old, I don't even remember what that it was so long ago. I remember seeing pictures on there. There's still pictures on there from when I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
From when I went to Paraguay, because that's where my mom is from.
Okay.
And I used it a few times when I was younger. I never really picked it up since I started photography. But no, I pretty much just my phone. I started with my iPhone 5.
Yeah.
So that was already a pretty big challenge.
So do you like find editing software for your phone specifically and kind of just grew from that?
Well, the thing about an iPhone 5 is it's a really old phone, mm-hmm. so you can't really get any of the good editing software apps. So I had to use Snapseed for the first like 2 years of my photography career. And then I finally got an iPhone 8 Plus, and I was able to get Lightroom, and that just changed everything.
Yeah, no, it's interesting to hear like to look at your work and know that that's strictly just on an iPhone.
Yeah. I've had so many people ask me, it's like, what camera do you use? And I tell them it's a phone, and they're just like, okay, you're lying. What camera do you use? And I'm like, I use this one right here in my pocket.
It's all the shots that are on your feed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. That's a lot of dedication. That takes a lot of time to be able to develop that. I guess this is an easy question. What's your go-to gear and your favorite piece of equipment when you're shooting?
I don't know. That's a hard one. I think it might have to be my phone. Possibly.
I don't know. Maybe it's possibly your phone. Okay.
Possibly.
Okay. And again, you've never really shot with anything else other than your phone.
No. Okay. I have a photography buddy. His name is Jerome. Mm-hmm. He tried to get me to use his Fuji camera.
Okay.
And I was absolutely clueless.
They can be very daunting to see all these buttons and gears and mm-hmm. everything, right? Whereas yeah. on a phone, it's literally just a screen, mm-hmm. but you just maneuver yourself within the apps.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been shooting?
Well, I started taking pictures of sunsets when I was like 6 years old on my DSi
yes.
camera.
Oh, okay.
But most recently when I really got into it, it's like 2018.
2018?
October. Okay. Or yeah, around 2018.
Oh, so 3 yeah. years. Yeah. Do you have a dream piece of equipment?
I've kind of created my image around my phone, yeah. but I would love to have a Sony a7 III.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a bad dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially like a 70 to 200 millimeter lens. I, for something to do with range, I just like those little details on buildings that are like super close up
okay.
or like really, really far shots down streets. Especially if I were to go to Graham Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's by far my favorite street to shoot with all the buses and the bay in the background. The new True North Square.
Yes.
I find probably about 1 in every 10 photos on my feed is from that that street. So taking a lens like that down there would make everything so much more interesting and just open up so many more possibilities with photography.
Interesting. Well, I guess you kind of just touched base on this, but what's your favorite place to capture or to enjoy?
Well, I do like that street.
Yeah.
But I think Grand Beach.
Okay.
Since I absolutely love sunsets, that is an amazing place to capture some sunsets.
Yeah, there's nothing like no obstruction, water, and then just all the different colors that you
exactly.
get out of it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is your favorite photo and why? And it could be of yours or another photographer.
My favorite photo.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. It would probably have to be also my most popular photo.
Mm-hmm.
I named it Prairie City Sunsets.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It's a shot down Portage Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And the sunset that day was just amazing. And I almost missed it because I went with my sister. And she was like, Kyle, I'm really hungry. I want to get Subway. So she went to the Subway that was on, I think, Notre Dame. And I kind of just abandoned her. And I walked to Portage. I was like, holy shit, the sunset is insane. So I get in the middle of the road and I get down and I snap this shot. And I've posted it twice now.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I posted it, almost got 2,000 likes, which was at the time by far my most. And I reposted it with a more orange, more vibrant edit. And well, it kind of got about 3.5 times more than that. So,
wow.
Yeah, it really blew up and it really surprised me. Most of my photos, they range from like 500 to like 800 likes. And
mm-hmm.
when I get something that has like 7,000 likes, I was like, wow.
You kind of have to listen to what the crowd is saying and be like, okay, maybe I need to go in this direction. Maybe that I can shoot more of this kind of thing, right?
But yeah.
Yeah, whatever resonates with you. But that one in particular resonates with you as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What is your ultimate photography goal?
My ultimate photography goal?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be to make it my full-time job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now, I'm working and I'm saving up and I'd love to get a camera
mm-hmm.
and then a laptop. And I think that'll escalate to me getting more clients and being able to shoot more, eventually save up travel.
And go to Japan?
Yeah. Start selling prints. I actually have been looking into selling prints.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a decent amount of people that actually were interested, so
yeah.
that could be a great start to a professional photography career and a business model.
You definitely have the eye for it.
Thank you.
Yeah. What is your craziest story related to photography?
Oh my goodness. Okay. This was another time I went shooting with my sister. We were both in a horrible mood and he was like, you know what? Let's just go out and take photos. So we go and we start walking around downtown. She wanted to walk in a totally different area that I never shoot in. I don't really shoot in like the Broadway area. I shoot more in like the Exchange and closer to like Portage Avenue. I just couldn't find any good compositions or anything. And then later that day, we ended up walking back and we saw the sunset was really vibrant. And she was like, let's go on top of this really tall parking garage. So I get to the top and there's a wall. The wall was, you physically couldn't look over it unless you climbed on top of it.
Okay.
So I'm like 6'1".
Yeah.
It's like 8 feet tall. And I hoist myself up there.
And you're very fearless about that. Like, you have no fear of heights.
No, I'm horrified of heights. So I took a shot with my legs dangling over the edge.
And I think I've seen this photo.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the people that were walking on the street didn't get the memo, and they called 911 thinking I was going to jump off the parking garage. So as we're leaving, I start hearing a bunch of sirens, like, holy, what happened? I mean, it's Winnipeg.
Yeah.
It's like the Exchange District. It's not unusual to hear it, but it was like a lot of sirens.
Yeah.
So we go down a few levels. It's like right on the street, there's like a police car, an ambulance, a fire truck. And then we finally leave and two more fire trucks show up and there's like three squad cars just patrolling the area. So
did you end up having to talk to them?
Yep, I did.
Yeah, okay.
Some firefighters in one of those smaller trucks, they came up to me. I was like, were you guys just in the parking garage over there? And I said, no. My sister was like, yeah, we were just taking photos. And I'm just looking at my sister. She's like, did you just rat me out? Am I going to get arrested? And for some reason, they didn't question anything about it after that.
Mm-hmm. What is a piece of advice that you would give to those looking to get into photography?
I think the best piece of advice for anyone trying to do anything is just follow your passion. If you're passionate about something, go for it. There is nothing better than the satisfaction of knowing that there is so much against you and you have so many doubts, and just by your sheer will to want to do it, you just find a way to enjoy it.
Yeah. No, I think a lot of photographers who stay in this industry share that view, and just sticking to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, just keeping that flame going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of times where I thought that I couldn't make anything special out of what I wanted to do. And that went for anything when it came to sports like track and field or basketball or photography, school. I almost dropped out of school at one point, and I found a passion in it to get through it and make the most out of my life. And I got through school, and now I feel like I'm doing pretty well in photography.
Well, for somebody that is under 20 and getting 7,000 likes, 8,000 likes on a single photo, that says a lot about your dedication and the kind of work that you're putting out there. So,
thank you.
Yeah. We do have a random question that we did not put on that list. And I'm going to just take it out. And what do we got here?
Okay. Let's see.
You have a unique case. If you had to shoot with one lens for the rest of your life, which one would it be and why?
One lens for the rest of my life. See, I love the 70 to 200, but I think probably more like a 55 millimeter lens.
Okay, so just like a prime?
Yeah.
Okay. And 2.8 or 1.4 or 1.2? So you want that, you know, really narrow field of view?
Hmm.
Or would 2.8 suffice, kind of thing, to be able to separate your subject from your background?
I think a 2.8.
Yeah, 2.8.
2.8.
Yeah. Keep a little bit in focus, kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have a game for you. It's interesting because, again, you primarily shoot with your phone, and I have some random camera noises that you have to try and guess what part or component of photography it is. So it's mostly from cameras, but it gets a little specific, yeah.
Hmm.
So
I'm probably going to be clueless on most of these.
Well, we're gonna try. Okay, okay. So here's the first noise. Play again.
Why do I feel like that's the sound that like a really old film camera would make?
So this one's a tricky one because this is actually part of the flash, but it's actually when the flash pops off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a flash pop. Okay, so this one's pretty easy.
Okay, that's a shutter.
Easy peasy, you got it. What is this one?
Oh my, I am, wow, you're really stumping me here.
This is perfect for you because do this with other guests, but again, you have a unique case where, yeah, these are not.
Can I hear it again?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm stumped right now.
So it's actually when you open your memory card door.
Okay.
So it's popping it open.
Oh.
And then taking the memory card out.
That's what I thought. And then the second noise kind of threw me off.
Yeah,
I was like, I've never had to deal with a memory card because everything just goes to the cloud.
Exactly. It's all ethereal. Mm-hmm. And then this is going to be a short one, but very, very unique.
What? I feel like it's like twisting a lens onto a camera.
That's pretty close. So it's actually the lens hood.
That's, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't do a bad job. Again, for somebody that primarily shoots on his phone, you did pretty good. Now this is the fun pun portion.
Oh my goodness.
So you get to pick. And so when you read this, you're going to look right directly into
right into that camera.
Yeah. And you're going to, you're going to read it.
Okay.
So pick your pun.
One right to the bottom. Okay.
All right, you take your time, and when you're ready to go, look right into it.
Photographers are the only people who don't get arrested for flashing in public.
That's not a bad one. That is not a bad pun. All right, well, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure.
It was very fun.
Yeah, and thank you, everybody behind your screens, for joining us. And until FA brings us back together, we'll see you next time.